Hey, sis. So, do you find yourself stressed thinking that you are not relatable? When you go to speak, do you worry that your audience just doesn't care about your message and doesn't relate to it? And then you start to worry that you're bothering them. Well, in this episode, we are going to discuss three reasons why you may not be relatable. And we're going to talk about how you can change that. Okay, grab your notebook and pen, and let's dive into this episode. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Friends, this is actually a common issue. So if you are struggling with wondering if you're relatable or not, you are definitely not alone. I have been there, so many people have been there, and I want to encourage you with that. I remember when I was coming up with the idea to start my podcast, and I found myself wondering, will anybody relate to my public speaking journey? Will anyone relate to the struggles that I share regarding social anxiety and imposter syndrome? Will this have any relevance to my audience? Or is the topic of public speaking something that no one will want to listen to? And in all honesty, those wonderings almost caused me not to start this podcast, which is crazy because now here we are, growing like never before. I've started a business and I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. The reason that those wonderings didn't stop me from continuing forward was because I was in prayer and I wanted to be obedient to the Lord. I gave him this podcast in business to do with what he wanted, and I knew that if it was meant to grow and meant to be, it would be. I wasn't going to rely on me, I was going to rely on him, and I am so glad that I did. So again, if that is you, if you are in a place of confusion and doubt and even fear, I really want to encourage you that if you have been given the opportunity to reach into people's lives and serve and love and help them in the way that God has called you to, then don't let fear hold you back from going all in. And if you need any help with figuring out, how do I do this? How do I make sure that what I'm presenting to my audience is actually relatable to them? How do I make sure that I know my audience well and that I'm able to speak from a place of confidence and not fear? Well, I am offering coaching sessions where I can help you do that. I want to work through this with you. I want to walk through this with you so that you know you're not alone. And so if you want to book a coaching session, just go on to sarahfernandez.co. It's also linked in the show notes below. In today's episode, I want to help you answer the question, am I relatable? I want to give you actually the practical ways that you can manage and answer it so that you can move forward from the confusion and stop letting it hold you back. Now let's get into the three reasons that you may not be relatable and how you can turn that around. Reason number one. You're trying to communicate multiple messages at once, but what you need to do is choose one and focus on that. Everything within your presentation should be encompassed by your main message topic. If you try to bring in multiple different topics, people will get confused, they will find it difficult to follow along, and that will cause them not to focus on your presentation. Nor will they be able to relate to you as well as they could have if there was only one message that you were trying to share. The second reason is that you haven't learned who your audience is, and you're trying to speak to everybody, but you're missing out. This is a big reason because if you don't know who you're speaking to, you're going to have a much more difficult time getting them to relate to your message because you won't know what they'll understand or what they'll be drawn to within your story or within your speech. I remember I had a professor in college who everybody loved. And the reason was that she interacted with us and taught us in a way that made us feel seen and known as her students. It wasn't that she tried hard to learn our interests or the slang that we use as Gen Zers, but she would relate to us through the stories that she told, or how she would present assignments and point us toward our career rather than just to get a grade. She knew why her class would benefit us and focused on delivering that message to us in every presentation that she gave. You will find yourself impacting more people if you know your audience well, rather than if you just try and speak to everybody and get your message across to everyone. The third and the last reason that you may not be relatable is that you aren't confident that your message can impact and change lives for the better. This is a doozy. Because I think sometimes we get in our heads and we assume that whatever God has called us to share, whatever God has told us to do, we are not qualified to do it. So we hold ourselves back and we make excuses. And it reminds me of Moses. Moses was just the kind of the king of making these different excuses to God when he told him to go and talk to Pharaoh to let God's people go. And I find that we tend to do that a lot ourselves, even in our day-to-day living. If there are times where God asks us to just be obedient in the small things, we find ourselves refusing. And a lot of times it's because we're afraid to do it. But what I want you to remember is that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And so you need to be confident that if the Lord has called you to go and share a specific message or tell a specific part of your story and your testimony to people who need to hear it, He will qualify you to do it. He will give you the ability to stand up there and to say it and to be relatable to your audience. And also, I'm assuming that's why you're listening to this podcast, so that you can learn different ways to grow as a speaker so that you can do an even better job presenting your message to those that need to hear it. And so, friend, then I challenge you to, instead of looking at your inadequacies, to look at God and His greatness and to trust that He's not just going to leave you high and dry to do it all yourself, but He will equip you and give you the ability to do and to say whatever He has called you to do and say. Now let's recap, and then I would love to end this episode by praying with you. So, to recap, the three reasons that you may not be relatable and the ways that you can turn that around is that 1, you are trying to communicate multiple messages at once, and what you need to do is choose one and focus on that. The second reason you may not be relatable is that you haven't learned who your audience is and you're trying to speak to everybody, but you're missing out. And what you need to do is make sure that you learn about your audience, that you do the audience analysis to learn about them so that you can speak to them and present to them properly. The third reason that you may not be relatable is that you aren't confident that your message can impact and change lives for the better. And what I want you to do instead is to not look at yourself and not look at your insecurities, but to look to God and to trust that if He has called you to do it, He will equip you to do it. Friend, I am so excited to see how you implement these tips so that you can become relatable to your audience and speak to them in a way that will impact them. And again, if you need any help with doing that, I definitely recommend scheduling a coaching call session with me. You will get 1 hour where we can work together to figure out where you're struggling in your speaking journey and how to get better with it. I want to help you develop the skill set and to gain the tools that you need so that you can speak boldly wherever God has called you to speak. Now, friend, let's pray, and that will be all for this episode. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all that you are. Thank you that you are Lord, and you are perfect and holy and righteous. And I thank you that we can trust you. And that, Lord, wherever you call us to, and whatever you call us to do, and whatever you call us to say and share, that Jesus, you would give us the boldness to do it, that you would give us the peace of mind to go about those situations, and to not let fear hold us back. Because what is fear? You've defeated it, along with death and sin on the cross, and when you resurrected, and we praise you for that. And we trust in you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.